The Mishnah Roshana Daf Lamed Aleph brings down two takanas from Yochanan ben Zakkai. First, it brings down the Bereshana Hayelulav Nitol b'Mekav Sheva b'Medina Yamachad. Mishachar Beis Hamikdash Shes Kam Yochanan ben Zakkai Sheyelulav Nitol b'Medina Sheva Zechel Hamikdash. That after the Churban was Misaken, that we should take the lulav Sheva, the whole Sukkah Zechel Hamikdash. And the second takana is B'Shiyah Yom Hanef Kula Aser. The Yom Hanef should be totally Aser. The day of bringing the Aimer should be totally Aser the whole day, as a zecher to the mikdash. So the Tana put these two takanas together, and the Pasha says, like Tezis says in Sukkah and Daf Mem Aleph, that once we bring down one takana, we bring down Zakkai, the Tana brings down the other one as well. We bring down one takana out of the other takana. But Tezis is bothered with the kasha. He says both over here in Mashan and Daf Lamin, and in Sukkah and Daf Mem Aleph, the Mishnah does the same thing. It brings the takana of zecher to mikdash by lulav, and then it goes on to bring the takana of Yom Hanef, which is also a takana zechel hamikdash, she yamenef kulei aser. But he says, but if you look in Menachas on Daf Samachas, over there, that's where the Mishnah brings down the ikar takana of yam hanef kulei aser. But over there, the Tana does not bring down the other takana of lulav being nitol kol sheva zechel hamikdash. He says, what's the pshat? Why, when we bring down the takana of lulav zechel hamikdash, the Tana feels the need to also mention the takana of yam hanef kulei aser? But in Menachas, where it's the ikar sugya, you're talking about the takana of yam hanef kulei aser, the Tana does not feel the need to mention the takana of lulav being nitol sheva zechel hamikdash. And Taisus Blab Shrei doesn't answer this kasha. And there's a ma'aser bratan in the Sefer Reish Goylas Ariel that the brother of the Emir Yamis, Moshe Betzalel, was once somewhere together with Briskarov, and they were discussing this Taisus. And Moshe Betzalel told the Briskarov the Teretz b'shem his brother, the Emir Yamis, and the Briskarov was very involved in this Teretz, and the Teretz goes like this. The Emir Yamis said that the mitchila, the first takana that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made, was a takana of Zechel HaMikdash by Lulav. So he's misakin to take the lulav sheva zechel hamikdash to remember the base of mikdash. And when he made this takana zechel hamikdash, it brought a certain amount of yush among Klal Yisrael. There was a certain amount of despair, because Klal Yisrael said, if you're making takanas to remember the base of mikdash, obviously it's not going to be built anytime soon. It's going to be a long gullus if we're busy making takanas to remember the base of mikdash. And it brought a certain amount of yush and atzus that it's going to take a long time until the base of mikdash is going to be rebuilt. And when Yochanan ben Zakkai saw that, he felt the need to be mechazik them, and then he went ahead and he made the other takana of Yom Hanef Kulo Aser, because the takana of Yom Hanef Kulo Aser is based on the fact that Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, the Mikdash will be built any time, it can be built next year, and then we're going to say, Ishtakad, we did it one way, and we're going to do it again, and that gave him a gevaldike chizik, because that whole takana is based on the fact that the Beis HaMikdash could be built any day, and it could bring to a michshol, and therefore, by making that takana of Yom Hanef Kulo Aser, it took away the atzvas of the first takana of lulav shiva zechel hamikdash. Meili says that's a pshat in the Mishnayos. Both over here and in Sukkah, the Tana, once you mention the takana of lulav being nitol b'mikdash shiva zechel hamikdash, which brought the atzus, it's necessary to mention the other takana of yemen ef kulo aser, which was said afterwards to be mechazik them. Mashenkin in Menachas, where it's Baker discussing the takana of yemen ef kulo aser, there's no need to mention afterwards lulav zechel hamikdash, because it was the other way around. It was lulav that brought about the yemen ef, and then not the Yom Hanef brought about lulav. So once you mention Yom Hanef, there's no Indian to mention lulav. But when you mention lulav, you have to mention the Yom Hanef Kulo Aser to give that chizik keneged the takana of the lulav zechel hamikdash. That's the beautiful hasbir from the Emir Yamis that the Biskov was very nispal from. Just will be nisayim with what I saw in the Sefer Avodas David on Sukkah over there in Daf Mem Aleph. He's ma'ir that this hasbir works out very nicely lefi the first pshat in the Gemara, but lefi Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak lechayr it doesn't work out. Reb Nachman Yitzchak learns Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is not making a takana zechel hamikdash, but he's going b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda that it's aser minatara. Minatara it's aser, and even though it says hiskin, it means darsh v'hiskin. Lefi that really has nothing to do with the base hamikdash at all, nothing to do with zechel hamikdash, and you can't say that it's coming lafuke from the first takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because the ma'aseh this is a din daraisa. But al kapanim, in the first mahalach in the Gemara, the zechel hamikdash, this could be a hasber to answer Taisus's kashna.